Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome. Great to have your company. And it's a Wednesday. It's the 20th day of March. And we've already had the Souvlaki in, so you might want to update that one for us, boys. Looking forward to the program. It's going to be an absolute belter today. The Wisp, he's just shivering over there at the moment. He's a little bit cold. Tommy Stewart's going to join us. Sammy Edmonds going to join us. Angela Langdon, the Kings trainer who won so impressively. We'll find out where the King's running next. And then, of course, your calls and text messages, which are the lifeblood of this program. As I say, good morning to the Wisp. Welcome to you, Whispers.
Good morning, buddy. How are you today?
Oh, really good.
Really good. You look good.
Not bad.
No, you look good.
Not bad.
You look fresh. You look sharp.
Yeah. You know,
you're ready to go or not?
Trying to eat healthy, I am. I'm on a bit of a health kick.
What is the new thing in your pantry that you started talking about this morning that I wasn't that interested in?
Oh, you had no interest. I wanted to get back onto the granola. So I've got the five grains and seed granola, pink lady, apple and blueberry. It's nice.
Mm.
You know that app I've got?
Mm.
You know that's called Yuka?
Y-U-K-A. Yep.
So you get the app and then you scan everything at the supermarket and it'll tell you whether it's excellent, good, ordinary or horrible.
Okay, what came up then?
Well, I used to have get the Almond Flake All Bran, right?
And?
No good. I thought that would keep me nice and regular.
When you say no good, though, does it mean it had too much sugar in it?
I'm trying to find it for you if I can.
Okay.
Because it keeps everything. It keeps everything. Once you scan something, right, it keeps it on your list so you don't have to go back to it again.
Just so you can explain it to people, because Nikki explained it to us as well over Christmas, and I've got the same app.
Yeah.
I haven't applied it yet, but
why
it's
not?
All about it. Gives you the best option in terms the health option. Is that
right? That's
right.
Because I eat a lot of sweet corn kernels, you know, and I thought maybe there's something in there because it tastes. I love sweet corn, you know. 90 out of 100, excellent. Vegetables, protein, fiber, energy, saturates, sugars low, sodium's low, so it gets an excellent.
Right, and so if you run it,
here it is.
Okay,
All Bran Honey Almond, right?
Yeah, okay.
What do you think that is?
All Bran Honey.
You think pretty healthy?
Yeah.
Full of bran.
Mm.
29 out of 100. Poor.
Poor because poor, why? Poor. Does it tell you why?
Additives, too much salt, low energy, too much sugar.
Right. Okay, so the one you've gone for is what? What's the brand?
I got right back at the top. The five grains and seed granola, pink lady, apple and blueberry from Carmen's, 84 out of 100.
And that was the best out of all of them?
Well, it's good. One of the best I could find.
Right, okay. And it tastes good, though.
Put a little bit of sprinkle of honey on it,
mm-hmm.
And I put some extra blueberries and extra raspberries on it.
Yep. Oh. Do you have any yogurt with it?
No, yogurt.
Don't you
not
like
yogurt?
Don't you like the yogurt?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't. I don't know.
That's good for your gut, though.
Yeah, yogurt is.
Yeah, good for your gut.
Well, here's Paul, first text of the morning. He's on the carnivore diet and never felt better. He's lost 9 kegs in 3 months. He has 2 meals a day, bacon and scrambled eggs with sriracha sauce every day for brekkie, and a rib fillet steak and lamb cutlet for dinner. Gee, you must be making plenty of coin.
Mm.
So easy to cook, never feel hungry. And the ladies are noticing with a little smoke pipe emoji. That's Paulie from Mooloolaba. Good on you, mate.
But there are some other benefits from the carnivore diet, as it's been explained to me, and that is all the toxins and all the pain goes out of your joints. This is what Billy was saying to me at the weekend, Billy Duckworth. He's been on it for a while.
Right.
No, not Billy Duckworth. Stan Carey.
Steve Carey.
Steve Carey, yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, so anyone else that's been on it for a while, not just for a week, anybody that's been on for a couple of months, we'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you because I'm not sure if I want to go on that sort of a diet. It sounds a bit restrictive to me.
By the sounds of that, Paulie, who's got the girls noticing him, he's lost 9 kegs. He has bacon and scrambled eggs and ribeye fillet steak and lamb cutlets most nights. Nothing wrong with that.
You could eat that every day, though.
Paulie can.
Surely you could.
He can if he's getting a positive response.
Give the app again, Gary. Is it Y-U-K-A? Yuka.
Yuka. Y-U-K-A.
Easy to download.
Easy to download. And you hit the, it's got a, down the bottom, it's got the scan sort of little button. Mm. You push scan and then you just hold it up against the barcode and it'll tell you whatever's in your supermarket, whether it's Scheisenhausen or good for you.
Mm. That's a great tip.
I've got the crispy oat clusters. They came in at a 72, not too bad.
Right. What about the things that you normally like to eat?
Did I got another one. Here's one for you, because I like rice, right? And I have a lot of sort of stir fries.
Okay,
and stuff.
So you go along the whole row, and you just
pick up whatever you want to pick up, and you just scan it.
Right.
And I used to have brown rice. I thought, yeah, brown rice is pretty good.
Better for you, yeah.
I found a better one. The brown, red, and wild rice medley.
Right.
90 out of 100.
Right.
I had it last night. Boys came over, cooked up a nice curry.
Did they taste any different?
They screwed their nose up, but once they got it on the plate with my beautiful chicken and prawn curry,
right,
away they went.
Is that the cook-up night? Is it the Tuesday night with the boys?
That's when they storm into the
How many did you have over last night?
I had five.
Right. Up in the penthouse?
Two boys and the girls and then Benji. Yes.
You go up on the roof?
Yes. Did
you?
Yeah.
That would have been a nice night.
I had to cook them
a little bit windy.
One out. Well, I was waiting for the cool change to come in.
Right.
Comes just drifting in. So I can see it come in across the bay over the top of
beautiful,
the city.
Beautiful spot you've got there. Mm. A lovely spot. Hey, you know when we go to Adelaide for Gather Round?
Yep.
And last year we went over there and we caught up on the morning of the Friday morning and we went for a beautiful walk.
Yeah.
Are we up for that again?
Why would we?
We could do you want to advertise it and get some more people to come on the walk with
us? Well, you do the first hour with the people.
You do the second hour.
I'll do the second hour.
What about you? You couldn't even walk past the studio over there without going in and doing a spot with Kingy and Corn last time.
I did.
I know you did. You couldn't get past. It was our morning off. We walked past. I'm talking. I go on a block talking to myself. I look around. Where's the Garrity? I go on back and there he's disappeared into the SES studio.
Just a sharp five. Just a quick five in there with Kingy. They look like they're down in the mouth a bit, so I went in and just gave him a bit of a lift.
And just to that, the corn thing, I don't know whether this is a big thing or a small thing.
Are you allowed to talk about this?
Of course I am allowed to talk about this. We're allowed to talk about anything. That's why we're doing the ramble.
I don't know.
We had a post-show.
Who are we doing the ramble for?
For copper mastate olive oil.
That's right, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
Yes, and we went and had our photos taken yesterday post-show, a little bit of a touch-up, a little bit of a make-up, and then
Are promo photos?
Yeah, the click, 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 he was good, he was sharp.
Wiz walked in, he said, you've got 3 minutes to get this done.
I said to him, this is got to be like the photo that's taken on grand final day with the teams when they come out onto the ground.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I liked it.
Okay, so that's it. Anyway, he was good. He was
really
good.
How many photos have, like, this is the, yeah, we're old 50-year-old, 60-year-old blokes. So if you've got to get a photo, get it and get out.
In and out, yeah.
How many times have you done these photo shoots where they take 3,000 photos?
Oh, most of them have been like that.
Just take, look, these days you just hold your finger on the button and we'll just keep looking at you and surely that'll take 120 photos in about 3 seconds. Surely one of them will be right.
I know, they're on the hourly rate though. So this is a bit of background gossip. We go in there. The photo photographer's gossip. So they're saying, we had a bit of an incident yesterday and our ears go up. The Korn and the Gerard photo, apparently they were supposed to be there at 4 o'clock, but Korn didn't turn up.
Yeah.
And apparently Gerard, I didn't know this, but apparently he can be quite impatient. And he wasn't happy with the Korn. I don't think the Korn came down until about 5:45 or something like that. And he was left hanging around, waiting,
not
waiting,
happy,
waiting.
Jen.
Not happy.
Oh.
I don't know how they got on here together then.
So was there a blue?
Well, there must have been a blue. There must have been.
What, Jared?
It's a simmering situation.
Jared went with a blue?
Hmm. I think it's a simmering situation.
Don't look at him. Yuka, I'll say it again. I'll just keep getting people want to know what this app is, Whispers. I'm not an investor. Y-U-K-A. And someone said, how does that Milky Bar go? I did do the Milky Bar. I'll try and find it. I thought, that Nougat Honey Log, that looks like something might be a better option. 30 out of 100.
Well, I think it's a good way to check on the food.
It's a great way to check on the food. I went through every single butter and margarine, so I've just had to cut that out. There's not a good one of them. You know what's good? Kombucha.
Kombucha?
The Milky Bar Classic, here you go, 20 out of 100. Very, very bad.
Hang on, did you say the butter is no good?
There's no butter or... There was not one butter or margarine I could find that was any good.
What about the Lurpak that we go with? Why? What was wrong with that?
I'll find it for you.
Too much...
Lurpak, unsalted butter, 35 out of 100, poor. Too caloric, saturates ratio is bad. The positives are it's low in sugar and low in sodium.
I bet the Cobram Estate olive oil came up.
Let me have a look.
I bet it came up strong.
99.5.
There you go.
I didn't even have to Google.
I wish I had my hair cut by a bloke in South Yarra yesterday. He used to have a barber shop on Puckle Street, Mooney Ponds. Said he used to trim your feathers back in the day.
And yours?
You and Paul Vanderhaar had a rubbish removal business in the area in the early 80s. Is that true, Charlie? No, that's not true. It was Michael Thompson, Moose Knuckle, as you like to call it.
You and Moose Knuckle did a rubbish removal as well.
Yeah, we used to clean up we had a little tip truck. And so we would work for a couple of the real estate agents in the area. So when people sort of left rubbish behind when they moved out after a rental property or whatever, we used to go in and clean up the yards and stuff like that. Great little business it was. Great little business. It wasn't Vanda, though. Vanda had a pool building and maintenance
business. That's right. He still does.
Well, yeah, he does. Although he's hammer and tack and his knee is playing up a little bit at the moment.
He can oversee. Adam's in Frankston. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Tim, were you at Vander's 40th?
No, I wasn't, Adam. No.
What happened? Did you ever fall out? Good night.
Anyway.
Is that what you rang up for?
I was a bit young, but my dad, he'd probably tell you a few stories. No, I just want to mention the brown rice goes.
Yeah.
Don't trust it as much as they tell you to. White rice is better for you because we can't digest the brown rice because of the husk.
Well, I've got to
digest it properly.
I'm a slave to the app, and I've got a better one for you. I just read it out. The brown, red, and wild rice medley.
Right.
Comes up as an excellent, Adam. So, anyway, that's where I'm going with.
You've helped a lot of people this morning.
Well, it's good.
Not normally a thing you do during the ramble, but well done to you.
You don't have to be a slave to it, but it's just a handy one.
Yeah, no, it's great. I think it's a fantastic
app. My great weakness is potato chips, right?
Yeah. Is there a better or best potato chip?
Well, there
Which
is.
Which one is it?
I'm going to find them again. The ones that I used to have are no good.
Which ones were they?
The Smiths.
Who?
The Smiths crinkle cuts.
Oh, yeah. So I could have told you that.
I know that. But I did find one that was a bit better. I'll try and find it for you.
Okay, what about the kettle? Are they the better ones?
I'm trying to find it. I got that many things here.
What about the corn chip? Is there a good corn
chip?
There's
a thing called veggie straw crisps, right? Mm. I thought, no, that might be better, getting a vegetable type 9 out of 100.
Nine?
Nine. And the salt and vinegar crinkle cut Smiths, 3.
Disaster. Can I tell you, my favourite one is the corn chip. It's the Mission corn chip, and it's cheese supreme. No good?
I have to do that today. I'm not going to the supermarket today. But I don't know about that. Anyway, it's there for you. Go and get it and make of it what you will.
One final one. Mm-hmm. Do you say hummus or hummus?
Hummus.
Okay. So is there a good brand of hummus?
I'm writing all these down. I'm going to spend four
hours. Well, don't come here half
prepared.
Spend
4 hours in the supermarket. I don't eat hummus. I have to put all these trendy things that you want to eat.
That's not a trendy
hummus
thing.
Yogurt.
We're sending you back to the supermarket today.
Oh, God help me. Righto, we'll take a break. SEM Breakfast, book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au. We're heading out there soon. SEM Breakfast, powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. But I
We should have bought shares in the Yuka app. We have never had a response like it. Our producer out there with the field marshal, they're busily scanning everything in sight.
They're parading around with their mueslis. They're both very happy with themselves because they're in the 90%.
He came up as a poor.
Excellent.
Now, Ray, you don't want to. Ray's got no interest in the scanner because he's got. Well, Ray, for you, I say well done. You're under control. You don't need it. But there are a lot of people that do need a little bit of a hand, and I'm one of them.
It's a great help. It is a great help. Just repeat it again. There's a couple of people that came in late.
Well, this guy says, morning, but it's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. It's just an app that you can scan anything that's got a barcode and it'll tell you where it fits on the healthy sort of scale. And then this guy says, morning, boys, I'm depressed. I just scanned my lunchbox. One excellent, the rest poor. and hang on, this is a good heads up from Jim. Eggs are about to skyrocket in price. They say the flooding in Western Australia is going to push prices up. That's from Jimmy.
Whoa.
I don't believe him.
I just don't.
Well, someone could have told us about beetroot and give us a heads up. We could have stockpiled.
I would have thought there'd be a lot of eggs and a lot of producers of eggs here in Victoria. Well, I'm not sure that our eggs come from Queensland, do they?
That's a very good point. Maybe Jim's just talking about Western Australia.
Maybe.
There's a yokey dokey over down here. Down the old Peninch. There's enough eggs to go around down there.
Hey, we cracked an egg the other day and the yolk was the colour of an orange. It looked absolutely magnificent.
How excited you used to be when you got a double yoker as a kid?
No, never excited to be that.
tin beetroot stacked up okay, Bernadette. I just showed the field marshal that it did stack up okay.
Hey, you know when I went into state a couple of weeks ago in Sydney and Brisbane, I said to you that I pretty much lived at the Qantas Club for 2 days and ate nowhere else but there. Do you think it's a coincidence that yesterday they've put up the actual price of membership by 17%, Qantas?
Have they?
That would make it reasonably exy.
Yeah. I've got a lifetime status.
How come?
Well, because of all the flying that we used to do with footy and stuff. You stopped flying because you stopped travelling with the games.
Yep.
Back in the day, we used to, radio and for television, we used to fly everywhere.
I know, but do you get lifetime?
Well, I'm a lifetime gold, not lifetime platinum.
Do you have to pay a yearly membership?
No, that gives you free membership.
Wow. Hey, I've got a recommendation. We haven't done this for a little while, but I listened to a great podcast yesterday on Armchair Expert.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you find it. I've spoken about it before. And they had Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor on. They're about to release this new movie, a remake of the Roadhouse movie, the Patrick Swayze film.
Yeah.
And they were both on together. It was fantastic. I didn't really want to listen to it because neither of them really sort of jumped out at me as
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, but he's an actor, and I've seen him interviewed before. He's not a big personality, but Conor McGregor just took over there.
Was it good?
Oh, he was fantastic.
He speaks
so quickly, it's hard to keep tracking him, but he is so entertaining. This is part of what he had to say during the podcast.
The sun rises the next day. I wouldn't let the fear of failure. I'd urge everyone, don't let the fear of failure stop you from going out and experiencing it and doing things that frighten you that you may lose. The sun rises the next day. We go back and we go again. This is what martial arts is. Guess what? Every single martial artist, every single UFC fighter you see right now has gone through a million losses inside the gym. You get beat in the gym every fucking day. It is what it is. It can happen. It's about adjusting and coming back. But I appreciate you saying that, Jake. I only have a few losses. They're overplayed. People want to downplay my success. I'm coming up on 20 knockouts in professional mixed martial arts history. A feat that very, very few have, along with all the world titles won. 20 that, professional KOs.
That is...
He went like that for an hour and a half.
The accent is... Which brings me to something which is very dear and close to my heart today. It's the anniversary of the great Jimmy Stein's passing. Way back in 2012, Whispers, at 45 years of age, taken away.
Is it that long ago?
2012.
12 years ago.
20th of March.
Goodness. If you had have asked, I would have said maybe 8 years ago, maybe 6 years ago.
So that Irish accent brings back all sorts of memories, doesn't it? So what is that podcast?
That podcast is Armchair Expert, and that dropped yesterday. So it's Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. They're on to promote the movie Roadhouse, but they spoke about a lot of things, a lot of very funny things, interesting things. I didn't realise how much money there was in UFC. I'm not a UFC fan at all, right? But he just talked about he said it's in the top four most popular sports in America now, UFC.
I often see and get for the pop culture, because I live in a bit of a, removed world, don't know social media and all that stuff. I see it through my boys' eyes. They, when a big fight, a big UFC fight comes in, that's what they talk about. But and they go and want to pay him, you know, the pay-per-view.
Well, he talked about the money, and he said, because he said to Jake, making movies, there's no money in that. There's no money being a movie star.
He said,
if you want real money,
get in the ring.
You got to get in the ring.
Because Jake Gyllenhaal's in a movie where he buffed up for some.
No, this is a film.
This is it.
Well, he has done it before, but in this film, he's in unbelievable nick.
Right.
And he trained. They talk about all that sort of stuff.
Southpaw. That's the movie that he was in a fighting movie.
That's right. And he's a great actor. But they reckon that Conor McGregor. They're talking about the fact that he almost steals the show. He's not the star of the show, but he almost steals the show.
Outstanding ramble this morning. I think we'll keep it going because we've only scratched the surface. I want to talk about the Olympics. We can do that.
Why do you want to talk about the big stadium they're building up there in Brisbane?
How big
is it?
40,000 people.
Well, you can ask.
It's the old Commonwealth Games Stadium. Raylene Ball says it's in danger of looking like a pack of cheapskates.
Yep. She said they're all over. She's talking about the organisers up there. She said they're all over the place like a man, men's, whatever. You could finish that.
Mad men's?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Survivor finale last night.
Well, don't spoil it for anybody.
No, I won't do you, but I watched it.
And?
It was a bit obvious, but it was a great series.
You loved it, didn't you?
I did. I loved it. 7:30 news headlines. Still plenty to come. Looking forward to having a chat with Tommy Stewart. Looking forward, as always, to seeing the Field Marshal.